All right, welcome back to Bucco Talk. Thanks for being with us here on this Saturday morning. Dan Zang, really glad to have you along and happy to be joined by Derek Holland. Derek, some strange circumstances in which we hold this conversation. We're actually taping this interview on Friday, so who knows? Something could break between the players and the owners, though I'm not sure how optimistic you are on that. What's going on, man?
Not too much. I'm just continuing to do my own thing right now. I'm here in Dallas. I mean, I haven't officially been put on the roster, so I have to continue doing my own thing and still put that mindset of trying to make this team. I know I had a strong spring, but you know, things have changed now, so it's a different time. So I got to maintain what I've got, and hopefully we can get these things figured out. You know, we were told we were going to be playing pretty much this year, and then all of a sudden it got put on the back burner, I guess. So I'm just kind of waiting it out and playing with some guys that are here in Texas.
What's the consensus amongst your veteran brethren as to how everything has gone?
I mean, we're basically, you know, waiting to see what's going to be told. You know, we were told one thing, saying that we were going to have baseball this year, and then obviously something came about, I guess, for some reason, and now we've been told that we're starting basically back over with the negotiation, I guess. So I'm kind of just doing my own thing. Like I said, when they tell me it's time to go, then it's time to go. So right now I'm focused on myself, just competing for a roster spot, making sure I can get on the team and do my job to help this organization.
Yeah, no doubt. Also, you know, veteran guy that I would imagine has a pretty strong stance and an opinion as to, you know, what is fair, what is not fair. What would you assess if you could speak? I know you're not the union rep for a team right now, but probably very qualified to be one. If you were a union rep in that clubhouse, what would your message be to the guys?
I'm not going to really speak on that matter for right now, just because I like keeping that stuff with my teammates and those guys. I think it's better just to focus on myself right now and, you know, listen to what these guys provide for me. I'm not a rep at the moment, so you know, for me, it's just maintaining myself, getting myself ready for the season, and when that time comes, we get out there and play.
Sure. Derek, I mean, do you think that the 60-game deal is a fair one? Obviously, you know, that was, I think, voted down, but the 70-game one is one that owners are, I guess, furious over. Do you think that there's room for common ground here to figure something out, and are you optimistic that everything will get underway and we will reach an agreement?
You know, I'm just going to put it this way. If you haven't seen what Trevor Bauer tweeted out, I think that says it all very well. I feel like we're in a stalling pattern right now from the owners. But, I mean, we'll see what happens. Again, that's up to those guys to figure things out. Like I said, I got to get myself prepared. I'm trying to make a team. What they decide on is what it's going to be. But we've had plenty of opportunities out there for them. We just continue to keep pushing it back. We could be playing by now. I think this would be good for America as well, as being able to get back on the field and give us, you know, something else that we can look at to take our minds off of a lot of things that are happening.
Yeah, how quickly do you think players, conceivably, especially pitchers, would be able to mobilize? In other words, how long of a ramp-up period do you need with spring training 2.0?
Honestly, I don't think it's going to take long at all. I know from the Pirates side of it, I'm only speaking on ours, just because of how Oscar, our pitching coach, has done such a good job of communicating with us, and we all have our own routines. We've continued to keep ourselves in shape to where we need to be, so when we show up, it's time to go, because we know there's not going to be that much time. I'd imagine, I'm guessing, so don't quote me on this really, but I'd imagine we're only going to see like 2 to 3 games, you know, before we actually play the regular season, if anything, because our job is to maintain in this time. You know, for instance, for me, you know, I just threw a sim game today. I did basically 4 to 5 innings of throwing. So basically it's just a matter of what the guys come in looking like, and I feel like our group as a Pirate staff is going to be ready to go.
We've got Derek Holland on the line with us from Texas as he readies himself to hopefully join the Pirates team if and when baseball gets up and running. You know, all the money, the games being played, prorated salary, this, that, nobody's really discussed enough, perhaps, and now I think it's more topical considering what happened in the Phillies camp, Derek, of some outbreaks there with players and staff members with the COVID virus. Is there a concern with some spikes in some states that this actually could be a thing, that there could be a respike here from the health and safety perspective?
Honestly, I'm not really sure. We all have our own opinions on those. I think the timing of how Nightingale put out the report after we just got basically told from Manfred that we were going to play 100 or be able to play our season 100%, and then all of a sudden we weren't, and then all of a sudden you see literally a couple hours after that being said that somebody got coronavirus. So I'm not really buying into how this is being played. But again, this is my own opinion, my own thoughts.
Right.
But I mean, obviously we got to take this virus serious. Be very careful with what we're doing. Obviously follow the protocol that the guys are doing and stuff up at the complex and everywhere else that we are. But again, I mean, it's just a matter of time. We see what happens and kind of go from there.
There seems to be a lot of distaste from the players, and I don't want to speak for you, and correct me if I'm wrong, of the media reports that have come out from the league and what has been, I guess, readily available. In other words, things have been heavily negotiated through the media. How does that sit with players?
I can't really speak on the players' behalf. I mean, for me...
Well, you're friends with them, right? I mean, you are one.
Well, yeah, correct. I get that. But at the same time, you know, I've had situations like this before where I was with another organization and I would find out things that I was going to be doing before I got to be told by the manager and stuff. So somehow information does get leaked out, and that's part, I guess, of that. Somebody's putting it out there that shouldn't, or whatever the case may be. So hopefully, you know, however it's handled, I think our union is going to take care of all that situation, make sure that it goes between them two, rather than going through the media to get out there before everybody else gets to find out.
What would you say that the solidarity is amongst union members and players? I was talking to Luke Maley, and he said about as strong as it's ever been since he's been a part of the union. How would you assess that, being a union member?
I'd 100% agree with him. I think we are strong. We're a family. We definitely care about each other's beings and what we're doing with the future of baseball. So I think what Lucas said is definitely spot on.
Derek Holland with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Pirates hoping to get their season underway. Derek hoping to be on that roster. What is your confidence level at day's end that this is all going to happen? You playing baseball in a Pirates uniform, however many games that is, I know that that's, you know, not for you to necessarily negotiate, but you probably have a gut feeling as to the likelihood of that happening. What is that?
I mean, for me, I definitely believe in myself being on this organization, this team. After what I did in spring training, I felt very confident going into that. Or, I mean, after, however you want to put it, I guess when the pandemic started to happen, you know, I felt like I was ahead of where I needed to be. I felt like I had a good chance of making the team, but it just, in my mindset, I look at it as, you know, I've basically almost made the team before. I have to do that same thing again. I can't change my approach or anything like that. I got to keep the intensity the same way it was. Working with the guys that I had there, I mean, this really is a strong ball club with a great group of guys from the pitching staff. They all feed off of each other. They work together. They do such a great job together, so it's an awesome place to be for chemistry-wise. And then, obviously, with your offense and in the infield and the outfield, such a solid group of guys. I get it. We're young, but I think these guys are definitely going to be something. It's just a matter of how bad we want it. And with our coaching staff, they're going to make sure that we're prepared every single time. So I definitely feel confident going in. I feel good about this organization, and I feel good about the guys that are on this team.
Derek Holland with us. You mentioned and pointed me in the direction of Trevor Bauer's tweet. He put out a really poignant and I think clairvoyant thread where he was able to sort of get right to the point as to what's going on here with, you know, the stall tactics, and that's what you mentioned, and I would agree with you there. Do you believe that that's obviously the case, and what do you make of, I guess, the stall tactic? Does that sit well with the players?
I mean, obviously, we don't like that. I mean, we want to be out there playing baseball. We've basically put out there when and where. You know, that's the best way we can put it. And again, you know, I'm always going to back up the guys in the league, and Trevor Bauer is one of those guys that I'm going to stand by him.
So once the players got their full salaries, right, prorated for the 60 games, the owners were willing to move there. What was the need and the purpose, I guess, just playing devil's advocate here, for the 70 games, Derek? What was, I guess, what's the mindset behind that so fans can understand?
I mean, there's obviously time. We can definitely play those games. We just continue to keep pushing it back, and we're trying to cut that, or the owners are trying to cut that back, make it smaller. But, I mean, that's just the kind of way it is. Like I said, that tweet, those tweets from Trevor Bauer say it all. I mean, that's the best way to put it. You know, people have seen that. I think almost 50% of the guys have been retweeting what he's put out there. A lot of guys agree with what Bauer's saying. So it kind of says it all right there.
Has he sort of become a de facto spokesperson almost on a grand scale for all of the players right now? Whether that was intentional or not, it seems like that's the case, that a lot of players, as you mentioned, are following his lead.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very outspoken guy, and you got to tip your cap to him. He's backed it up. He's done his part. I think he's a well-respected pitcher as well that's in this league. And, you know, you can see how he speaks his mind and the way that he puts it out there. He provides a lot of facts.
Are players getting a fair shake from the fan base?
I mean, I feel like the fans are on our side, and they see what's going on with, you know, we could have already been playing the game of baseball. It's just that simple.
Yeah. Yeah, and, I mean, I'm talking about, I guess, from a narrative perspective. You feel that that fans have treated players fairly?
I mean, I can't really speak for the fans on that. This is, you know, that comes from them. If we did a vote, we could see what they would say. I mean, that's probably something that would be more ideal, is put a vote out for the fans to see what they feel.
Yeah. No.